with cattle-fed beef. The story reminds me of Hans Christian Andersen's The Emperor's New Clothes. There must have been people close to the beef industry with questions about what was actually being fed to so-called grain-fed cattle. Few with that knowledge were prepared to take a stand against the powerful scientific and economic forces that pushed the program along. A cow is a beast that converts grass into sirloin steak.
We heard Come Into the Light and Farewell to Music by the band Bliss from the CD 100,000 Angels. Here's another quote. If anywhere in these hills around me there is a dreamer or two dreamers together, looking at the sunset or listening to the rain on the roof, with no words, with no idea of what the next day will be, that's where ecstasy is, and not in any of the forms we cling to as we try to identify what cannot be named.
Thank you.
That was Bekail on Eri by Clannad. Next up, Seed of the Sun by Stephanie Dufresne.
You are a seed of the sun. Where does your spirit dwell? You are a seed of the sun. Where does your spirit dwell? Does your spirit dwell deep beneath the ground, where it's safe to be, so no one can shut you down? And you are a seed. Spring is here, it's time to grow, to open your arms to the sky, to say, I believe. We are the candles of the sun, stumbling into mystery. We need everyone to shine up all the clouds today. Rise from the earth and pray. Trying to find my way, hoping someone will hold my hand, look into my eyes and say, you are a seed of the sun. You are a seed of the sun. So when your spirit dwells deep beneath the ground, where it's safe to be, as no one can shut you down, remember, you are a seed of the sun. Peace of everyone, you are a seed of the sun. So open your arms to the sky, to say, I believe. We are the candles of the sun, we're stumbling into mystery. We need everyone to shine above the clouds today. Rise from the earth and pray, may all life be as one. Are the candles of the sun, stumbling into mystery. We need everyone to shine above the clouds today. Rise from the earth and pray. May all life be as worth praying. May all life be as one.
That was Seed of the Sun by Stephanie Dufresne. Our good friends are those who can reflect what's best in us. And they're also ones who can dream the big dreams. This next song is called Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. the world will live as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger or brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people
. We also want to be friends with our dearest and nearest. This next song is called Oh My by Mae Moore and Lester Quitzow from the CD Oh My.
To find some breathing space, to leave it all behind. But you may need more than an open road, a few good friends to share the load, and some good love on your side. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, hey, I see the coming of a brand new day. I'm not alone anymore, no, no. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, yes, I let love in and I'll do my best to keep my heart wide open like never before. You see, none of us can make it alone. We can't carry the weight of a thousand stones. Need a hand to hold.
I know I've tried. I told my heart to hide, and now there's nowhere left to go.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my, hey, I see the coming of a brand new day. I'm not love in and I'll do my best.
us to keep our heart wide open. Like never before, I've got nothing to lose by trusting my heart. Yesterday everything fell apart. Today I'm looking at a clear blue sky. Guess I'll spread my wings and fly. The coming of a brand new day. I'm not alone anymore. No, no, no. Oh my, 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 my. Yes, I'll let love in and I'll do my best to keep my heart wide open like never before. Oh my, my. For the one great thing to fill, the emptiness inside.
That song was called Oh My by Mae Moore and Lester Whitsun. And before that we heard Imagine by Eva Cassidy from the CD Imagine. You're listening to Kootenai Co-op Radio, 93.5 FM in Nelson, and 96.5 FM on Kootenai Lake. Got an announcement here. It's Spiritual Cinema. Nelson presents Indigo, a film about redemption, grace, and the healing powers of a new generation of psychic and gifted Indigo children. January 29th, 7:30 at the Capitol Theater. For more information, call 354-2010. That movie Indigo is was directed by Stephen Simon, who directed What Dreams May Come and some other well-known films, including that one with Christopher Reeve, Somewhere in Time, which is a really old one back from the 80s, I think. And James Twyman is an author and musician who's been working lately with psychic children. And Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote the Conversation with God series, very interesting man, Accident. So the three of them got together from Ashland, Oregon, created this movie called Indigo about a psychic child. And it's worth seeing. I've seen it this summer in Ashland, Oregon. It's playing January 29th, 7:30 at the Capitol Theater. All right, next up, some more music. This is called The Power of Two by the Indigo Girls. By the Indigo Girls from the CD Swampophilia. I've got another quote for you. The most exhausting thing in life, I have discovered, is being insincere. That is why so much social life is exhausting. One is wearing a mask. That's a quote by Anne Morrow Lindbergh. It's always good to be sincere. Next up, Since You and I Were True by Maeve.
Since you and I were
maybe ended when it didn't hardly begin. How can my glass be so empty when it's filled up to the brim? And it wasn't always so, it didn't always go. We had something better to do. And it didn't always rain every single day when you and I were true. There is nothing but rocks and stones, no friendly plant or animal, no angel to guide you home. Until someday you'll find, in the country of the blind, some wanderer just like you. And the singing of a bird that nobody has since you and I were true. We might as well lie down and close our eyes. We might as well go walking in the country of the blind. The long grass is grown and all the birds flown to their homes away in the blue. And nothing's left the same, the whole world is changed since you and I were true.
That was Since You and I Were True by Maeve from the CD Hearts of Space. Friends and our family, it's a great thing if your sister's a friend. Both my sisters are good friends. Here's a poem for that. For there's no friend like a sister in calm or stormy weather, to cheer one on the tedious way, to fetch one if one goes astray, to lift one if one totters down, to strengthen whilst one stands. It's by Christina Rossetti. This next song was written for his sister by Chris Berry. It's called Lisa from the CD Hold On.
When she tells the wind a story, she sees not that the clouds gather to hear. When she tells the wind a story, mountains bow down to be near. When she tells the wind a story, she sees not that the clouds gather to hear. When she tells the wind a story, she knows not that the mountains bow down to be near. When she tells the wind a story, when she tells the wind a story. Beauty becomes her as if she was the reason for the world. Yet unto herself, her beauty's a song she's never heard. All alone she cries in a prison of doubt, begging for the key, but only she can let herself out. Ay, 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 ah, Lisa Renee, Lisa Renee, Lisa Renee. she tells the wind a story. She sees not that the clouds gather to hear when she tells the wind a story. She knows not that the mountains bow down to be near when she tells the wind a story. She sees not that the clouds gather to hear when she tells the wind a story. She knows not that the mountains bow down to be near when she tells the wind a story. When she tells the wind a story. When she tells the wind a story, her dance can put fire to shame. One of her tears is a million nights of rain. Her laugh makes the sun to shine brighter. Her cry, the moon to wane. And still to her love thyself is a song from a foreign tongue, from a land where her songs are never, ever, ever sung. Ay, 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 Lisa Renee.
That was Lisa by Chris Berry from the CD Hold On. Next up is Jude Rain from the CD Angels in the Slipstream. This song is called Over Me.
I shiver when I'm cold. It's you I seek and you I'll hold. When the rain comes pouring down over me, your cloak, it keeps me warm, wraps me up in my darkest dawn. When the rain comes pouring down over me, should I cry in trouble? Should I simply laugh out loud, believing that you shine behind the clouds, promising to bring a brand new day? Will I see the colors splashed across the sky, giving me a sign, everything is fine, your love will always shine. My shelter and my home, I hear thunder, but I'm not alone. When when your love comes raining down over me. There's times I don't believe. You let me know that you'll never leave. When your love comes raining down over me. Should I cry in trouble? Should I simply laugh out loud? Believing that you shine behind the clouds, promising to bring a brand new day. Will I know when I see the colors splashed across the sky, giving me a sign your love will always shine, love will always shine. You shimmer in my eyes, reflecting all I realize. It's your love that's raining down over me. It's your love that's raining down over me. It's your love that's raining down over me.
That was Over Me by Jude Rain from the CD Angels in the Slipstream. You've been listening to Abundance. My name is Louise Heenan. This is 93.5 FM in Nelson, CJLY, Kootenai Co-op Radio, and 96.5 FM on Kootenai Lake. We're going to end with some more Clannad, and thanks for listening.
Santiago Carangildo, Cohi na Bianjo, na Faloya Mor, Arla Nanyer, Sativa Nyedu, Cosico, Kien Mor, Shun Sarat, Arlam Heno, Cascar Mogiawa, Morvenik Shiavran, Mashamigo, Manikis Tu, Sagar Tarahan Yanyo, Nikiuka Jonam, Nikuak Moras, Mani Mena Kapta.
Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Marilyn James. You're listening to Sinai Extra Radio. This is 93.5 on your FM dial in Nelson, CJLY. I'm going to start the evening off with something from Harry Manx called That Knowing Look of Fate from his CD, West Eats Meat.
Man, death appeared. Well, late one night, you said I'm back tomorrow. Oh, won't you? Oh, prepare to meet the light. Well, a poor man trying to save. Oh, save his poor soul. He took that car and drove as far as a far as he could go. Oh, 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 oh. Well, he drove all night through the darkness and the rain. He kept it pedal down. Oh, no, no. His hands were clashing pain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Fought so many battles, just like every man. Tonight it was desperation that drove him across the lane. Turning around, he saw old man death, the knowing look of fate. So firm but gentle, he said, man, man, oh man, oh man, I'm glad that you weren't late. Oh no, I'm glad that you weren't late, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sunrise, he stopped to have a rest. Well, night wind blew a chill down from the mountains of the way. Felt his strength give way, his tired legs would not stay. His shoulder took to trembling from the presence of a hey, 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 hey.
that knowing look of faith. He spoke so firm but gentle. He said, man, man, oh man, oh man, I'm glad that you weren't late. Oh no, I'm glad that you weren't late. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, thanks for joining us. Sorry, I have a bit of a frog in my throat. I wanted to talk about a couple of things that have been going on, but I'm going to read a couple of articles. Tribes and states want Corps to change plans. It says Missouri River looms as a major problem. This is from Indian Country Today. Bismarck, North Dakota. Drought conditions in the northern plains and some Rocky Mountain regions pose serious problems for recreation and navigation from the upper to the lower Missouri River basin. 6 years of drought conditions brought reservoirs to near their lowest levels in decades, causing agricultural irrigation and personal water use problems. The states of North and South Dakota have jumped into the fray with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to change the management of water flow in order to protect the reservoir levels. Charles Murphy, chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe located in both North and South Dakota, suggested that lawsuits might be in order to prevent anyone from being denied water. Just before Thanksgiving 2003, members of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe were victims of a clogged intake pipe on Lake Oahe, the largest of the six Missouri River reservoirs. The cause of the blockage was silt that filled the intake pipe following years of water level reduction in the lake. It's not just a problem for the tribes, North Dakota legislators pointed out. The complaint is that the Corps releases too much water to accommodate downstream states and the navigation industry that releases, according to the tribal and state water resource experts, accounts for water shortages for communities and tribes. Tribes have complained to the Corps for decades that the management of the river flows, citing the treaty as an authority that requires government-to-government consultation over management that affects water use and cultural sites. The past 6 years have brought about one of the worst droughts affecting the river. Scientists state the tribes collectively asked the Corps to consider their wishes when lowering water levels to make lower state river levels more navigable. The three largest reservoirs, Fort Peck in Montana, next to the Fort Peck Reservation, Skakakiwia, next to the Fort Berthold Reservation, and Oahe, next to Standing Rock Sioux, and the Cheyenne River Reservations are three of the six reservoirs that make up the largest system of lakes in North America. All reservoirs border reservations that have suffered from flooding of natural resources. Villages and some of the best land for agricultural in the state of North and South Dakota. At present, Oahe Lake is at a record low, having been reduced to 32 feet below normal. It is expected that this year will drop by another 9 feet. For the tribes and state residents, the bottom line is economics and water availability. It was estimated by the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks that the economic loss to the state and tribes has been $17 million. Tribal members operate fishing resorts along the reservoirs whose boat docks are no longer usable because they reside on dry land. Only 14 docks are open, and it is expected that if the water is lowered further, only 7 of those will be accessible by boat. The real problem is that the river is running out of water. Navigation could be curtailed, and water intake by communities and reservations is in peril. But there is a solution. According to Governor Mike Rounds of South Dakota, officials want the Corps of Engineers to veer from the master manual for operations and move into a critical water conservation mode that will possibly save navigation and aid wildlife and fish habitats that are critical to recreation, economics, and agricultural impacts to the upper river states and tribes. The states of North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska, along with tribes that hold the water rights by treaty and trust responsibility, have gone on record as supporting extensive conservation measures. If the drought continues, as expected, elected officials want the Corps to stop all navigation in the lower states in April. That would eliminate the need to open spillways to lower the reservoirs so barges could navigate and conserve much-needed water for spawning fish and to prevent intake pipes from clogging. Standing Rock has not yet repaired the damaged intake. It is waiting on $30 million from Congress for the repair work. So water is pretty important until you don't get it. And then if somebody else is getting it and you're not getting it, or if somebody else depends upon you to make sure that you send it down, like Canada in our treaties with the U.S. And, you know, the fact that the dams here were strictly for holding back water. They weren't for generating electricity. Now we've expanded Kingsley side where there's a little generation of that. And we've also expanded Brilliant to include some of that. But up until these recent developments, the only function for the dams in this area was to hold back water. And when America said to Canada, we want water now, and or we don't want water now, then Canada basically had to honor that wish, that direction, if you will. Now, there's coming to be some talks and negotiations about what will happen to the dams once these treaties end, and I think that's slated for 2014, something like that. So sometime in the near future, they're going to start talking to us about what we would like to see in our regions. And some of the water management strategies that we as community members would like to see, and what kinds of improvements we would like to see in terms of fisheries habitat, in terms of those issues like the whitefish up Arrow Lakes, whose of course, they had to lay spawning beds way down into the water when the reservoir would decline from the spillage over the dam. Those whitefish eggs would be, a lot of them lost. They are at this point putting fertilizer into Arrow Lakes to keep the fish alive. And people were saying to me, well, you know, you ought to be thankful when you saw the spawning of the kikanenes last year up Arrow Lakes, that I should be very thankful for the fertilizing job that they're doing there to keep those fish alive. When in reality, that is a band-aid, and there are no real solutions being decided by those people in management to actually alleviate the problems that are causing the fish habitat, the erosion of fish habitat in the Arrow Lakes. So creating some stability around that reservoir of maybe we should spill more. Maybe we should create a closer to a natural flow on the Columbia River, for those, enhancement of those habitats, those fisheries habitats, and that we don't become part of the problem. We become part of the solution in what is happening with our fish. and with the habitat that we're responsible for taking care of. And I think, you know, we're pretty smart people. We should be able to figure out how to manage water, how to manage that habitat. What's important, I think we have all the big brains on bread out there, and we should come up with some real solutions. The issues are that today, you know, and no one sets a priority and goes by that priority. It's fish today. It's irrigation tomorrow. It's navigation the day after that. It's something else after that. It's almost like these management folks set priorities, and of course they set priorities for the public, and then it's whoever has the big lobbying dollars or who has the biggest political stick that can make things happen. And I think that some of these strategies, especially strategies where habitat has been as debilitated over a long period of time, like the river systems, that we need to actually set up a realistic time frame to follow priorities and make sure that those priorities don't change with the wind. And then nothing can actually be enhanced. Nothing can be made better except a dollar bill for some fat cat's wallet anyway. So, yeah, fat cats down south. Anyway, that was my little takeoff on Arrow Lakes, and I want to play you a song from Colin Linden's CD called "Sad and Beautiful World," and his song is called "Raging River."
Goes by like a raging river. Days rush on around the bend, and if you jump in to try to save them, never come back again. One night I walked by a raging river. I heard a voice, but I saw no one. Carry your burden.